What was it like to go to war in Iraq?
I would look forward to be sent over there because that's the Marine in me. But then I could be killed. There is a possibility of me not seeing you guys ever.
Was that the hardest part of you being there?
Yes, absolutely yes.
Did you think about us while you were over there?
Every day. When I left, you were just starting to crawl. And then when I came back, you were already walking and you didn't know me. You were completely terrified. And it was the most difficult part of coming back.
Has war changed you?
That's another very difficult question. I was hoping to talk about the things with you when you grow up. But yes, war does change you. There was an Iraqi kid about your age, and he was dead. And it could have been you. That kind of thing changes you as a person.
Why did you have to move into the homeless shelter?
When I came back, your mom and I, we went through a divorce, and I didn't have anywhere to live anymore. How did that make you guys feel?
I was a little scared for you. Sometimes I wouldn't know where you were, and I was scared before I went to bed.
It's okay, Pa. It's all right.
It wasn't good, but now in the apartment you have, when we like go to see you, I feel safer and I feel that you are safe. And I feel like you're a dad, because...
does that mean? Okay. What is to be a dad mean? This is very interesting.
In school, there's like some thing on like what makes a dad.
Like a picture on the wall, like a...
No, not a picture.
Like,
no. It's a writing. And it says, God took the calmness of a mountain, the warmness of a sun, and the tons of other stuff, and put it into one together and called it a dad. You're just like everything that I would possibly need.
Just know that I love you. And that everything that I had done is because of you. To see you every day, to answer your questions about life, just like we're doing right now, that is to me the most important thing.